The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right, well, we've got Rockets game two tonight. Do you want to spend 3 hours talking about that? I don't know. Let's get our Hyatt on. We're down here at the Hyatt in the Galleria. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from the Hyatt Regency Hotel in the Galleria. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Zhong Li, the bleeping master, keeping us on air back in studio, and Voldemort keeping us on air out here at the Hyatt in the Galleria. And if you are looking for a good place to come and have a drink after work, or if you're looking for a great place to bring the wife or the girlfriend or both for a weekend, this is your place. And a great place, always fun to be out here. And we've got lots of cool people here. And come on out at the Hyatt in the Galleria. Always fun to be here. What's going on, Hoffman?
Sports is going on. What's going on with you?
Yeah, I thought we could talk Rockets for...
You want to do that for three straight hours?
Three straight hours. That's all I want to talk today is Rockets.
I'm ready to bring the noise, man. Bring the ruckus.
Really?
No.
Me either. I do want to remind you that it is a Wednesday where we do things just a little bit differently. When you call, text, tweet, send a raven, walk into the Hyatt with no shirt on and a message on your chest, put odds on it. What are the odds that actually happens?
That someone sends a text or a raven?
No, that comes in with their shirt off and the odds written on it.
Oh, no. Zero. Yeah,
0%? Okay.
Yeah, I hope.
Technically, we know these are percentages. I know there's some sticklers out there who always seem to complain about that, but what are the percentages? Wednesday sounds awful. What are the odds? Wednesday has a nice ring to
right.
it. It's a marketing thing. Just bear with us. Right off the bat, what are the odds Andrew Luck plays in the regular season before RG3 does?
Mm.
It's actually not a bad one. First thought would be about 80% luck, but
I'll go 60% luck.
Yeah, I'll split the difference in and say 70.
Okay,
because I kind of feel like he'll be ready, but he's still not close, and he may not start the regular season. And what if Joe Flacco dies?
I will say this:
Joe Flacco never gets hurt.
Yeah, Joe Flacco's pretty. He's pretty solid, but I will say this about Andrew Luck: the fact that he didn't play at all last year. Typically, when that happens, they're ready to go. But, I mean, there's few injuries now that take that much rehab.
His is a year and a half, really,
yeah.
If we want to be...
He could have had Tommy John surgery and been back to throwing a 95-mile-an-hour fastball by now. So he should be good to go, theoretically.
Theoretically, I'm kind of with you, although I'm a little concerned that he's doing stem cell treatments and going to Norway and places like that. There's not a lot of good things come out of Norway.
I'm
just saying. Name one.
I
there you go.
I
you don't have
nothing.
Anything. So
I got nothing.
713-780-ESPN. So we can talk Rockets a little bit, right?
We can. I would. You're expecting a bounce back tonight, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I am. And as a matter of fact, the other night when I actually bet on Minnesota to cover, I think I might go the other way tonight. I think the Rockets are going to go in there and roll them. I think Chris Paul plays better. I can't see any way that the three-point shooting is as bad as it was in game one, and I kind of have a sneaking suspicion that the whole Karl Anthony Towns thing, while I think he'll play better, I could see them trying to force that a little too much, and that may not be a positive. So, yeah, I think the Rockets bounce back with a big effort tonight. And
big enough to cover 10.5?
I don't know. I don't like giving up 10.5 points, especially on a team that was all out to win by 3 against the same group
right.
in game one. But I just look at all of those factors. I probably won't bet it because I don't trust the Rockets enough, but I kind of feel like they're going to cover 10.5 and that this is going to be a 15-16-point type win.
All right. Wouldn't shock me.
Much more like the regular season was between these two
yeah.
teams. Any impressions on the games last night?
Remember yesterday we were talking, and for one, the Raptors played better than I thought they would.
Yeah, yeah.
The other two games, I feel like I had kind of nailed. I said if I were going to play a side, I'd play the over in the Celtics game.
Yeah.
I know that the Celtics can't score, and really the Bucks outside of Giannis can't score, but that number moved so much from game one to game two. and it was at 199 and a half or 200. Like, I felt like that was an easy over, and it was a very easy over.
Yeah.
And the Celtics looked pretty decent. But then I told you yesterday, I said, you know, watching the Pelicans and the Blazers play, I don't know that the Pelicans aren't just a better team.
Yeah, I think we talked about that off air, and it was I agreed with you. I think that – and maybe it's just the Blazers aren't that good for a three seed.
Yeah.
I really – if you asked me to throw all those teams in the West up in the air and say who's the one I think would be the most likely three seed, I would not have picked the Blazers out of that group, but they clearly earned it. But, yeah, I think the Pelicans look like a better team right now.
They match up really well against Portland. The Pelicans are an okay defensive team, but where they are strong defensively is in the backcourt, and that's the only place that Portland has offense. I mean, it's McCollum and Lillard, and if they're doing a good job holding those guys, you know, Drew Holiday's a nice defensive player. They're doing a good enough job holding those guys, and Anthony Davis, there's no answer for him, clearly. No. There's no answer for Anthony Davis, my goodness. It just seems like the Pelicans are just a horrible matchup for the Blazers.
And you win two games on the road, you're in pretty good
shape.
You're
in really good
shape. Yeah,
yeah.
You don't see that happen too often. Although I remember a certain Rockets team that lost the first two games at home and came back, but a little different. They were a better team. In this case, I think the Pelicans are better than the Trailblazers, and I think they're going to move on. I don't think there'll be any match for the Warriors.
Yeah.
But you've got, as long as you've got Anthony Davis, you've got a chance to win a game or two. I wouldn't go much further than that, though. 713-780-ESPN. So we're out here at the Hyatt in the Urban Star Bar, where they have broadcast specials today. Would you like to hear about what you can get here?
I'd love to.
$6 pickles and rings, beer battered pickles with an onion ring. Okay, I'm going to pass on that because I'm not a pickle fan, but they're beer battered. That's a plus. $8 empanadas, your choice of crab or beef.
Ooh.
Served with cilantro lime sauce.
Okay.
$15 beer flights. Your choice of five beers.
Okay.
And $4 select canned beers.
All right.
You might have heard of some of these. Love Street, Carbach Pills, Carbach Ginger Lemon, Dome Foam.
Cool.
I think Carbach might be misspelled on here.
We know how it's spelled.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So come on out, and Elvin Hayes will be joining us at some point today. So should be a fun show, and, yeah, we can – dive into the Rockets as much as you want. We can dive into some of the other stuff. Pat myself on the back for giving the people a nice hockey win last night.
Well done.
It's amazing, though, as soon as you do it. Hey, what do you got for tomorrow? It's like, that was my best one in a while. That's why I haven't been giving them out. I can't just do it again.
Yeah, you can't come willy-nilly.
Yeah.
Clayton asks a good question. What are the odds Jake Mariznick gets booted out of town by Astros Twitter? And Astros Twitter has been rough on him, but – rightfully so. Listen, I like Jake Mariznick. I think he's a really good defensive player, and you need guys like that. And if the team was, you know, 14-4, I don't think anyone would notice what's going on with his start. But because there's been some struggles, there's the what's going on? How can we fix this? And when you look at Jake Mariznick's stats, he's an easy guy to point to. He has had 45 plate appearances.
Okay.
He has had 23 strikeouts. That is a...
That's not good. Actually, 24 strikeouts in 45 at-bats.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You missed one.
My bad. My bad. So, 53% K rate.
Okay.
53%. That is 53% higher than his walk rate. Zero walks for the season. So, I mean, that's rather alarming. 24 strikeouts, zero walks, not good.
Really bad, but let's be fair. He's not supposed to be a productive hitter for you. Never has been.
No, but he's not supposed to have a 0% walk rate.
That's true. But do you know what he's hit over the last – even last year? 243 was the highest he's done in the last 4 years. 209 the year before that, 236 the year before that. That's what he is. He's a guy who's going to hit between 200 and 243, and he is going to strike out a lot. And he's supposed to be a defensive late-game replacement. I don't understand why they kind of feel like he's part of he should be getting 45 at-bats right now. I mean, I know you had problems with Gurriel out, so you had to play him more. But Derek Fisher is the one who you should be on. He's the one who's supposed to be developing into that player for you.
Right.
I mean, Mariznick is what he is. He's playing poorly for him in terms of batting, but he's not supposed to be a guy who's going to go out and hit 260. He's not supposed to strike out 24 times, granted.
There's a difference between hitting 240 like he did last year, because I feel like 240 somewhat acceptable.
For a fifth outfielder,
that's
a fifth outfielder who uses a pinch runner and a defensive replacement,
yeah,
that's a good year, no question.
133 is almost unrosterable.
It's not good.
And I just typed in Jake Mariznick on Twitter. Here's some of the things. Need some time on the bench. I don't want to be too mean, but Jake Mariznick shouldn't be on a Major League Baseball team. Jake Mariznick, I couldn't do that to a friend of mine that loves him. Besides, I'm saving myself for an opportunity to go all cougar on Bregman. I guess she's this is a girl who was – oh, it's actually – oh, my, it's Allie, who someone said – find Jake Mariznick and bang him back to hitting adequately. And she's like, no, I can't. That's not worth it.
He would miss.
Yeah, probably.
He would miss the – no, never mind.
And, yeah.
Whoops. Ow. Ooh, ouch, that hurt.
There's a lot of complaining about Jake Mariznick.
Well, I would just say, yeah, he's sucking right now. But, okay, the guy who was supposed to be – you know, he was your prize prospect that you didn't want to trade him in any of these deals, and it was a big deal, right, that you kept him? 28 at-bats, you know how many strikeouts he's got? 14.
Yeah.
He's on pace there, too. That's a 50%. He has walked twice, so give him that. But he's only hitting 143, and that's a problem. You don't have anybody at that position. And Marwin now, who's also hitting 164. I mean, those are guys I would be more pissed at than Jake Mariznick, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
You don't expect Mariznick to do much. And he shouldn't be getting 45 at-bats at this stage of the season. He should be the one getting 28, my humble opinion. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. Are we?
Okay. That's music.
Okay. Voldemort's sitting here motioning at me that there's music going on that I didn't hear, but I hear it now. I hear it beautiful. It's loud and clear. All right, we'll be right back. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. And we are back on The Blitz. Oh, sorry, I didn't hear music, so I didn't know. Oh, okay. That's on me. Sorry.
Oh, jeez.
I'm off to a terrible start here. Oh, man, I've got a lot of rallying to do just to get to F. Because I'm supposed to be telling you about Pick Me, which is, guys, if you are having an event of any kind, I mean, you're having a bar mitzvah, you're having a wedding, God forbid, John, I'm talking to you. If you're just having a corporate outing and you want to take pictures, maybe you're doing one of those team building things, then Pick Me has you covered. And they have this great booth that they can customize for you, where you can get basically anything you want on there. And I absolutely love the pictures we get. I've got some great ones, and our buddy Michael takes care of you. They've got the Magic Mirror photo booth, and they're great for any event, weddings, birthdays, bar mitzvah. They've got custom photo layouts for any theme, custom animations, unlimited photo prints at your event, social media sharing, which is great, and your experience with Pick Me events will be unlike any other. It's pretty cool. A couple of months ago, my daughter sends me a text, says, look who's here. It's Pick Me. And then she got all these great photos that she put on Facebook, and she was at an event. You can do the same thing. Specials all month long. Give them a call today to book your unique experience at 713-423-4190. 713-423-4190. And make sure you let Michael know you're a blitzer, because he's a blitzer too, and he'll take care of you. Or you can go to pickmeevents.com. That's Pick Me.
A RentersWarehouse.com Roadshow. Live from the Hyatt Regency Hotel in the Galleria, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. And we're out here at the Hyatt in the Galleria in the Urban Star Bar. You can't miss us. You walk in the front. We're right here on the left.
We're here.
And It's going to be a fun show. It always is when we're out here. They've got terrific food. They've got a good beer selection.
And we're going to have a guest today.
We are going to have a guest.
Have you told the people?
I think I mentioned it in the first segment, but since I already screwed up once, maybe we should go ahead and tell them again. Elvin Hayes, the Big E, is going to join us today.
He will be here.
And you will get a chance to meet him. And he is a tall man. He's a very tall man. So he'll take pictures with you. He'll sign autographs for you if you got. So come on out and meet him. I think he'll be here at 5. Is that correct, John? On with us at 6, is that the plan?
Yes, the plan.
Okay. Clayton was asking if I was referencing Bregman. I thought I mentioned Fisher. Maybe I didn't. But Fisher's the one hitting 143. I'm not too worried about Bregman. I mean, you know, 214, that's a slow start. I don't know why you're really...
It's better than his start from last
year. Yeah. And at least, you know, he's driven in a few runs. I mean, I'm not too concerned about him. I think... If you're worried about that position and are, you know, basically worried about the outfield in general, except for Springer, who also off to a slow start. But, you know, between Springer, Reddick, and then if you're worried about the third guy out of Marwin, Fisher, and Marisnyk, I think Marisnyk is the least of those that you should care about.
Yeah.
I just don't think that's the guy who is going to step up and take over that position. Yeah, I would expect it to be Fisher or Gonzalez. And then Marisnyk is, you know, late inning replacement for defense. Fills in at center occasionally, but I would not – I don't know why people are beating him up. I mean, yeah, he sucks right now, but what do you expect?
Beat up the guy who's writing his name in the lineup every day?
Yeah, I mean, should he have 45 at-bats
probably
at the stage
not.
Of the season, even with Gurriel being out and Gonzalez having to play first?
Well, even with that, I mean, you act like Evan Gattis couldn't have played first. Well, I mean, there's guys who could do that.
I think throwing him out there as much as they have – is more the issue to me than the fact that he's not performing. I guess because I don't expect him to perform.
Right.
Is he supposed to be that bad? No. But, yeah, I think I mentioned this yesterday. I think you've just got a bunch of people who became Astros fans last year and don't realize that you can't live and die with every game like this. And, you know, there's 162 of these damn things. Is it a concern that he struck out this much? Yeah. And not walked? He's not playing well, but what's he doing out there?
I mean, what's your ideal starting outfield if you're the Astros? Isn't it Marwin, Springer, Reddick?
Yeah, or, you know, at some point, I expect Fisher needs to become the player that you thought he was when
okay.
you didn't give him up for in any of these deals.
Right.
So I would hope by midseason Fisher is your guy and that Marwin goes back to being the
– a super utility?
Yeah, yeah. That would
Maybe
be
so.
Ideal.
They probably wish that Derek Fisher was a right-handed bat because the reason why I think Marisnyk sees so much playing time is because they don't trust Fisher or Reddick against lefties. So anytime there's a lefty, Marisnyk's starting. Which,
Could those guys be any worse?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. At this point, I mean, Josh Reddick against a lefty, I'd rather see that than more Marisnyk. But I don't know. I think you're sort of – getting to where you're splitting hairs.
Yeah, I would say, well, maybe that becomes Kyle Tucker, but it's not like he's tearing it up at Triple A. I need to see more out of him right now. And
the problem is, like, you know, you say, okay, well, Marisnyk sucks so far. Marwin has kind of sucked so far.
Well, that's the thing.
Gattis, who you might could throw out in left field, he's sucked. Derek Fisher sucked. I mean, there's just a lot of guys.
That's probably why he keeps getting thrown out there, but it's not his fault. Yeah, it's his fault that he's not hitting to an extent, but yeah.
Right now, nobody in that spot's hitting.
Yeah, so I don't know why the people are hitting on him so much.
The guys who are hitting, McCann, Altuve, Correa, and Max Stassi. Like, that's about the extent of the list.
Yeah, but those other guys are going to start hitting, and McCann is not going to keep hitting at the...
He's not going to be a 330 hitter all year?
No. I'm going to go on record as saying, you know, it's a What Are the Odds Wednesday. Odds that he continues to hit at that number, I'm going to say percent zero.
And really, I mean, I hate to even say this out loud because it sounds absurd. Even Altuve is hitting 314. It's like, what's going on with you, dude? I know that sounds crazy, but 314? What's going on here? Let's pick it up, huh?
Yeah, well.
At 4 RBI on the season for him so far.
That's below average.
He's your three-hole guy.
Yeah.
I mean, that could – that does have something to do with Springer and Bregman both hitting 214 or 210 or whatever they're hitting. But You'd think he'd have a little bit more than that going so far.
Yeah, I just can't get worked up.
No homers.
They went through this last year. Yeah, they're not hitting home runs either at this point. They're going to go on a tear at some point, and you're going to forget all about this. That's my prediction.
I tend to agree.
Although if you're counting on Jake Marisnyk becoming a viable everyday type player,
a starter,
yeah,
I'm with you.
You're not so good. Yeah, and somebody says Astro fan needs to stop asking for Kyle Tucker to get moved up. Look at his stats this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, when he starts tearing it up down there, and if these guys continue to struggle, I think it's a conversation. But that hasn't happened
yet. Yeah, right now there's no point.
Yeah.
If he can't hit triple-A hitting or triple-A pitching, what's he going to do up here?
Marisnyk.
Yeah.
It could be Marisnyk.
Yeah, is that what you want?
Yeah.
And then what's his trade value?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, and that's the thing. Do you think Derek Fisher has more value now or less?
Less.
Okay.
He's been seen.
Well, I still think he's going to be a pretty decent player for you, but he's not playing like that right now.
I mean, he's had less than 30 at bats. I mean,
right.
It's not the end
right.
of the
world. That's not enough, but I'd like to see him get more, but I can see why you're not putting him out there either.
Yeah.
14 strikeouts and 28 at bats. So. Lamont says, safe to say Jake is not juicing.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
That would be, like I've always said, I'll never be surprised when guys come up on a steroid report. Marisnyk might shock me, but he does have two home runs. Two of his six hits went over the fence. I mean, that's
a good percentage.
Yeah, that is 33% home run rate.
I think that's pretty good. You need to be looking at the positives.
That's about halfway between his strikeout rate and his walk rate is his home run rate.
Well, and you know what? He's tied for third on the team in home runs.
Damn right he is.
So, I mean, before you guys start beating up Jake Marisnyk, let's look at the positives.
Maybe he's just, like, we're looking at it all wrong. Maybe we just need to start looking at him like he's Chris Davis or Adam Dunn. Like, he's a guy who...
Or Chris Carter.
Yeah.
There you go, Chris Carter.
He's going to strike out a lot. It's going to be an ugly batting average. But at the end of the year, he's going to have 50 home runs. Maybe that's the case. And we're just... Our scouting report on Marisnyk was all wrong from the beginning. He's not a defensive replacement. He's Pete Incaviglia, is what he is.
Well, there's a reference I didn't expect to hear at 426 on the show. Jayoff 288, sports, every segment. How? Why?
Why?
How? Why? Usually the first hour is pretty sportsy. It just kind of structure of the show in general, and maybe because we didn't do a lot of sports at all yesterday is what brought that reaction. But the reality is it's a Tuesday. There wasn't anything sportsy to get into. Today, you know, most of the time the way the show works, first hour, very sportsy. Second hour, less sportsy. Third hour, pretty much off the rails. And anything goes. We talk very little sports by the time we get to third hour, mainly because I think we're tired of talking sports by then.
Yeah. We get tired of it. We have other interests.
Yeah. Of course, 713 is being negative now. It says Jake hasn't homered in 3 weeks.
That's true.
See, okay, yes.
But that you go through slumps when you're Adam Dunn.
Yeah. Tonight, maybe.
Can we start calling Jake Marisnyk the donkey?
I think it's fair.
Okay.
Fair. Brother Bear wants to know which super fight has the odds of actually happening, Brock Lesnar versus Jon Jones or Mayweather versus anyone in the UFC inside the cage?
Oh, boy.
That's an interesting one.
Hey, I don't expect to see either. But if they do the thing with the stupid kicks, no takedown rules.
What is that?
I don't know.
What, are you just basically using small gloves?
So we're boxing with small gloves inside a cage. That's what it is.
Yeah.
The result will be very similar, I'm afraid. And Floyd will probably put him down sooner. Everyone's convinced that Connor's got this power that no one's ever seen before. And I promise you, Floyd's been hit hard before. Floyd got hit hard by Miguel Cotto. He can take a punch from Conor McGregor. If Conor McGregor can even hit him with small gloves without the threat of a takedown or a kick. I don't know if he can hit him.
All right. At least make it a kickboxing match.
That's
what
I'm saying.
At least give it something.
At least,
because that would make... I would have it because I think Floyd could train to do that.
But like I said, why would Floyd put himself in a position where he could get embarrassed or beat when he could take a boxing match tomorrow against some schlub we've never heard of and make $25-50 million. It's that easy for him. Like why risk something that you could lose or and something that could tarnish you? But that's why I don't think he'll do anything like with takedowns or kicks.
All right. We are going to take a very quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Gotta get back again, let this go. Saturday
sun. I met someone. Set your clock and grab your jock.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I am flesh and I am bone. Rise up, ting ting, like glitter and gold. I got fire in my soul. Rise up, ting ting, like glitter.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from the Hyatt Regency Hotel in the Galleria, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live at the Hyatt Regency in the Galleria. And this is a really cool place to come hang out. If I were going to do a getaway weekend, I would definitely come here.
Like a staycation?
Yeah, yeah, because sometimes you need to get away, right?
Yeah.
And, well, I would think for you, needing to get away from the kids for a weekend would be good.
All the time.
But you can't get away from your kids on the weekend because they have baseball every weekend.
Constantly.
Yeah.
Although Holden, he's got 3 games this weekend.
Yeah.
And 5U baseball is done.
Until when?
Till he's 6.
Okay.
So, and then when they're 6, they like it's a little bit better. They start keeping score and things like that.
Yeah.
So that's when it's more enjoyable for me, but now it's like the ball gets hit, and then there's a bunch of kids who run at it and jump on top of it into a pile. And no one – I mean, there might be like maybe on like both sides combined 5 outs made in a game. Maybe. I mean, everybody gets safe, and then
– so you don't want to be the kid who makes the out either.
Once they bat around, okay, let's go to the other team gets to play. But it's stupid. I mean, if I'm being honest, it's a horrible thing. But it's almost over.
832. Fred, thanks for last night's Winnipeg pick. Have any picks for tonight? I do not. I just don't see any value in any of these. If you feel like betting New Jersey at a plus number, I wouldn't hate that. But I think Nashville's probably beating Colorado, and I can't eat minus 155. And I think San Jose's probably going to close out Anaheim, and that's minus 170. It's just not – I don't trust any of those games enough to play them, so – simple question. No, I don't have a play. I guess the closest thing would be New Jersey.
All right.
If you're just desperate to play, but please don't play it as hard as you played Winnipeg last night. That was an actual strong opinion. Josh says, I have a 5 p.m. meeting. Can you mix in Vegas Knights before then? That is one hell of an accomplishment because that's a damn good team they beat. They swept them, outplayed them throughout the series. And I've been saying all along the Nashville-Winnipeg winner is winning the Stanley Cup. I'm not so sure I'm ready to dismiss the Knights anymore. Having said that, we were talking beforehand.
It's all the Western Conference, too.
Yeah, the Knights are now even with the Preds in terms of favorites to win the Cup. And I think part of that is because Nashville's going to have to go through Winnipeg.
Yeah.
And that's just a much tougher matchup. But I would also not to use that phrase I hate, I wouldn't sleep on San Jose against Golden State either because that they're playing at a high level, and at some point they're going to get Big Joe Thornton back. So there you go. That's your 30 seconds of soccer talk. Hockey talk. I'm done for the day. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Man, I'm looking at the deaths for the last segment. Better than last week's for sure.
Yeah,
I'm just teasing ahead. Just from the 3 we've had this week. Because we lost Harry Anderson and Arlie Emery and Barbara Bush. She died. She did not make it to the end of the Blitz yesterday.
Boy, were you right about what Twitter and Facebook and everything else would be about Barbara Bush. Oh, my God. She was such a wonderful lady. Okay.
I remember the first time I got to meet Barbara Bush at an Astros game. I saw a bunch of radio guys doing that. It's like, oh, it was so awesome. Yeah, I just stayed away from it because the only thing I really know about her is what I saw in that movie W, and she kind of came off as a really mean person. That's all I know. So, and I know that movies like that are 100% accurate. And it was Oliver Stone, and I know that everything he does is 100% accurate.
Of course.
This is where the sarcasm emoji's coming out, guys. Don't start hitting me. Yep. You do know that JFK is, that's not how it happened. It's like, I don't know how it happened. That's, but, yeah, it was overwhelming, I will say that. So, oh, well. Hey, we're at the Urban Star Bar here in the Hyatt. And, once again, they've got broadcast specials for you. So you can get $4 Love Street, Carbot Pills, Carbot Ginger Lemon, or Eighth Wonder Dome Foam. So plenty of cool stuff out here. And we're here. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776, if you want to get in. Chill out, Glenn Davis. Yeah.
Juggalo Trey mentions that Art Bell died also.
Yeah.
Which Art Bell was a weirdo. By the way, like, if you listen to Art Bell's show, you're a pretty weird dude too. Like, I remember hearing like clips of that show where people would call in, and I mean, you imagine their house being just wrapped in tinfoil, and like, they're just crazy. And he took them all. He made them all feel like they were being taken seriously. Like, you could call in with the most asinine thing. You could say, "There are aliens in my house right now. They're in my daughter's bedroom, and I'm pretty sure that they're going to take her to space." And he'd be like,
"Is that a euphemism, sir?"
And he'd say, "Oh my God, do you have any weapons in the house? Have you seen their faces?" I mean, it's like, no, you're a moron. Those are bad guys. If there is someone in your daughter's room, not aliens, and you've got.
Maybe her boyfriend snuck in or something.
Yeah.
Maybe you should be a little more. You know, that's probably what's happening with your daughter. And you might want to get in there and stop that. Because otherwise you're going to have a grandkid.
Exactly.
8-2 says, "My brother passed away on Sunday. Both of us were big fans of the Blitz. My first day listening since then. Thanks for the laughs today, gentlemen. Much appreciated."
You know what that means? One less listener. That sucks.
I know. Well,
you can't afford to lose these guys.
I love blitzers. We can't have that.
Yeah. Sorry for your loss.
Yeah.
Man.
What are the odds Harden has over 40?
I want less people to die.
Well,
less listeners to die.
I don't want any of our guys to die.
We need some people to die. Otherwise, listen, we're gonna.
You're just saying, depends on what station you're listening to.
Yeah.
That should be.
Listen, I've seen the age breakdowns of who listens to those other stations. Those guys are they're dying off before our guys. I promise you.
Oh God, yeah.
Yeah.
They're the same ones reading the newspaper.
Yes.
What are the odds Harden has over 40 points tonight?
I'll go 30%. I think offense runs less through him because I expect you'll get more from other guys tonight, and he won't have to do everything.
I'm gonna set the over under at 33. How's that?
Okay. That sounds about right.
That's a good number. So. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Did you see Deshaun Watson tells you that is speaking directly to you, AJ? I don't know if you saw that.
No. Did he say Mr. Hoffman? He doesn't have it. Probably just AJ. I mean,
yeah, that's what the president. Okay. Go ahead, John, play it so AJ knows exactly what Deshaun was saying about him.
We talked to Bill and Sean Ryan about how your game could change, if at all, because of your 20-seal.
My game's not changing. Whatever you've seen last year is going to be the same, if not better.
Has gone through a torn ACL once before, giving you a little bit of confidence knowing that you can get back to that level?
Of course. I've dealt with adversity before, had injuries before. I didn't let that slow me down. I made sure that I came back stronger, and it just changed my attitude of the game. A lot of people would think that I'll come back hesitant, but I'm going to make sure that I don't and come back I guess you want to say more forceful and with a stronger and more intense attitude.
So there you go. He's going to be the same, if not better, AJ.
Okay.
For all your talk of, oh, we don't know if he's going to be the same,
Well, he's going to be more aggressive.
Exactly. Exactly. He's had injuries before.
That's right.
He didn't let them slow him down.
And he'll have them again. Don't you worry. This isn't my first or last ACL, buddy.
Hey, it changed his attitude about the game.
Yeah.
He's going to be more forceful with a stronger and more intense attitude. AJ, that's what he said. Jong obviously cut that out, but he was speaking specifically to you.
That's all right.
Yeah. I think, what's he supposed to say?
That's what he's got to say.
Yeah. Ooh, food showing up here. That is looking pretty good. It looks like there's some mac and...
Oh, gosh.
Oh, boy. All right, so we'll try that on the break, which is coming up.
It looks really healthy.
Yeah. Not at all.
All right, guys, let me tell you about dirt-free carpet cleaning. Spring pollen, other allergens are in the air, and they're coming into your home through your dirty air ducts, foot traffic on your carpet. Get a jump on allergy season right now. Dirt-free carpet cleaning special for a limited time. Dirt-free will come out. They'll clean three rooms for $100, and they're going to give you a free speed dry. The other guys, they're leaving behind the soap, the water, the unhealthy chemicals that trap dirt and allergens that can make your family sick. Not dirt-free. It ain't happening there. Give them a call, 281-DIRT-FREE. Go chemical-free with dirt-free. For over 30 years, they've been cleaning upholstery, floors, even your air ducts, all without soaps or chemicals because they've got the best technology in the game. They've got the super water. Give them a call right now. Tell them you heard it here on ESPN 97.5, and they'll clean three rooms for $100 and throw in a free speed drive. 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for dirt-free carpet.
ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from the Hyatt Regency Hotel in the Galleria, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And I think we'd call that brisket mac and cheese. Is that what we would call this? I'm going to go with a win, especially the mac and cheese. That's pretty good. We're out here at the Hyatt Regency in the Galleria. Come on out and hang out at the bar. Get your drink on. They got some $4 canned beer specials. They got $15 beer flights and specials on empanadas and pickles and rings. So lots to get to. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in on the show. Greg the Beer Man wants to know the odds Cleveland goes down 0-2.
I find it unlikely. I think Cleveland bounces back tonight. I don't think Cleveland's invincible by any stretch, but I don't think the Pacers are that great either. And that was just such an odd game.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a hard time picturing them being that bad in the first and fourth quarters again.
Now, from a betting perspective, I wouldn't give 8 points with the Cavs. I can tell
you that. No.
But I also could see them bouncing back. So that's a game I would avoid. At least I would avoid it. The Rockets are now down to 10, so... if you like the Rockets, I don't mind that number, but yeah, I can't see the Cavs losing two in a row. I think they bounce back tonight, but I don't know about in terms of the number. The Jazz Thunder tonight. You got any predictions for that one?
I kind of like the Jazz. I thought that series would be close all the way through. Jazz could have easily won Game One. I think that thing goes seven games. So just for the sake of me being right, I'll say I think the Jazz keep it close. No,
that's always a good reasoning, is
yeah.
I want to be right.
That's right.
Everybody wants to be right.
Sometimes I don't even bet on games, and people will be like, well, why are you cheering for that team? And I say, because I said they would win, and I want to be right.
Does anybody want to be wrong?
I
guess I want to be wrong about some things.
I think my wife's cheating on me with the mailman. I want to be wrong.
Yeah, but okay. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah,
or the pizza man could be the pizza guy.
Yeah,
or the neighbor.
I think I'm going bald. I want to be wrong, but I don't think so.
Yeah,
you know?
I think I'm no longer able to perform.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I want to be wrong.
I want to be wrong about that.
Yep.
I think stuff like last year when we got to Game 7 and I thought the Dodgers would win, I wanted to be wrong.
Exactly.
I was glad to be wrong.
Yeah.
So, okay, scratch that. There's a lot of things you want to be wrong about.
But being right's more fun.
It is being. It is. Like, it, had you said, had you come in and said game seven, Astros win, zero doubt, and then they won, it would have felt better than saying,
right,
I think the Dodgers are going to win. You know, they,
well, it would have felt best if I'd have come in and said, the Astros are going to win. It's going to be 5-1 because of the 51 inches of rain in Harvey.
Oh, that would have been impressive.
Yeah, and then I bet it exactly that way. That then I would have been happier, much yeah. happier than I was with, I think they're going to lose, but then they won.
Roy says, y'all some cold some bitches. I heard Barbara was a big 6:10 a.m. listener.
Was she?
That wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, because that's their age range.
Yeah.
I mean, that's their demographic.
She's their P1.
Yeah.
Oh, like, yeah. It's
yeah, they do really well in the over 80 set.
Yeah.
So, yeah, which, I mean, we've got a few listeners that age. Because usually we're respectful.
They're all your buddies.
Well, that's because I'm nice to them.
No, it's because you're as old as them.
Stop. Yeah, I'm not going to be alive or still doing radio when you get to this age. But
I know.
But
that's
why, I have
that's
to
why
say.
I feel so great it's taking my shots now.
Yeah, it's going to be so funny because you're going to be sitting here talking about, I'm not that old. And, you know, somewhere I'm going to be, you know.
Dead in the ground.
Well, yeah, and not able to tell you, yeah, it wasn't that old. 53 was not that old. 53 was actually pretty good.
Yeah.
I feel damn good for a guy my age right now. But no, that's okay. I feel damn good for a guy any age.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I feel great.
You feel like you're what, 22?
No.
Not that good.
No, I don't feel that good. I feel like I'm 35 again.
Okay, how's that's that? Pretty good.
Yeah.
It's better than I feel, and I'm 37.
Well, there you go. But I'm not going to be able to gloat about that because I'll be dead.
Exactly. Mm.
People wanting to know if you've tried Feige's barbecue yet.
That's Who's barbecue?
I think it's Feige's or is it Feige's? I don't know.
Well, I don't know. I haven't had it.
It's the new place in the – I think it's over by the old Summit. I think it's in that area. It's a guy that used to work for Killens.
Oh, okay.
I've heard about it. So
I've been wanting to – there's a food truck called Willow's that I've been wanting to try. I've heard some really good things about it. I saw a picture of their brisket the other day, and I was like, all right, I'll try that. I'll give that a run. So, yeah, there's a couple new spots in town I need to check out.
Yeah, I've I think I mentioned this the other day, but I think Rodeo Goat's been open for 3 weeks. Last night's the fourth time we've gone. And we've tried four different things, and they've all been good. So
yeah.
If you're looking for a place to try before you're going to an Astros game or something, believe it or not, for a burger place, you know what was amazing?
Yeah.
Their chicken burger.
Yeah?
I mean, it was just it's the best chicken burger I've ever had. I'm not a big chicken burger guy, but, yeah, so that's a cool place. 713-780-ESPN if you want to text the show. What are the odds J.J. Watt plays a full season?
Like ever again or this coming season?
This coming season, I think, is what we're talking about. Because ever again, I mean, if he doesn't play a full season this year.
I'll go 10% that he plays in 16 games this year.
Wow, you're a lot more confident than I am. Well, I was going to go 4.2%.
Well, what do you think? What are the odds that Deshaun plays in 16 this year?
I think they're higher than JJ's.
Okay.
Significantly. I'd say 22%, 25%.
Okay.
Somewhere in that range. I think 1 in 4 years he's going to play a full season. So, yeah. 713-780-ESPN. Astros Dynamite says being wrong is more of a relief.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's also, I mean, it depends on the situation. Like, sometimes I don't want to be wrong.
Well, yeah, most of the time I don't want
most
to be wrong.
Most of the time, yeah.
When I bet a bunch on the hockey game last night, I did
you
not want
to be
wrong.
Right.
I did not want to be wrong. That would have been a bad time to be wrong. Especially, I tell you what, I was wrong a lot on horses over the weekend.
Yeah, I've heard that.
And you know what? I didn't like that. That wasn't good. That was not the positive kind of want to be wrong. That was the kind where you just kind of go, okay, what the hell are you doing here?
Yeah.
You know, this is not good. So, but more often than not, I kind of feel like I'm right more than I'm wrong on most things. I'm trying to think, other than bets, what I've been really wrong about recently.
I don't know. I mean, that's really all we talk about. That's the only thing you go out on a limb about.
Well, that's not true. I go out on a limb about a lot of things.
I mean, yeah, but not with me. Like, we don't discuss anything you're going out on a limb on.
Wait, what are you saying? You want us to be more like First Take? Is that the deal?
No. I'm just saying our conversations are somewhat limited. Like that
sounds like a negative to me.
No.
It sounds negative.
We only talk about some stuff, mostly sports.
Well, that's kind of the job.
I get it.
See, is that not a tall man?
He's large.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, John, what do I got going here? Bill Advisor. I knew you were going to say that. I don't know how I knew, but I knew. Let me tell you about – I've been telling you about the $300 challenge now. They've upped their game to where now they're saying, hey, we used to be able to guarantee you $150 in savings. Well, it's up to $300 guaranteed, and it's happening. They can lower all your monthly bills, your monthly recurring bills, your television, your internet, your cell phone, your home and auto insurance, all these things. You're paying a higher rate than you signed up for, and you shouldn't have to do that. So take that $300 challenge, text the word GO to 232323, and your personal bill advisor will get your information and start working with you. That's the word GO to 232323, or go to billadvisor.com and click Start Saving. We've got three more winners this week. Salvador M. from League City saved $2,011 on his cell phone and TV bills. Jason R. from Spring saved $3,159 on his TV, internet, home phone, and home security bills. And Nitra B. from Fort Worth saved $3,227. How about that? On our TV, cell phone, internet, and home phone bills. What are you still doing with a home phone? Just get rid of that altogether. Anyway, all you got to do, it's simple. Text the word GO to 232323 or go to billadvisor.com and click Start Saving Now.
Boy, I'm boy, we are floating on the beyond. Going till they take my bro and them out them CDC.